Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and psychic medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Monday. I hope the weather is beautiful wherever you are. It is exceptionally beautiful here. Considering a month ago, we were getting inches of snow. So there we go. Anyway, a month ago, probably 2 weeks ago, goodness gracious. So I am Tony G, Tony Green. I am here to help you on your journey in any way that I possibly can. I will be taking callers today, answering their questions, helping them connect with loved ones on the other side. If I do connect with you, if you get through, please have a question ready or a loved one that you would like to connect with. That's really important because, you know, it's a 30-minute show. I can't do full readings, and the more efficient it is, the more callers I can get to. So, and that's the important thing, to be able to help as many people as possible during the time I have here, not only on this show, but literally the rest of the time that I have here. So I am going to ask you that if you are listening to this show, no matter what venue, whether it's iTunes, Blog Talk, Teacher, Stitcher, I should really learn how to say that word, whatever venue you're listening on, iHeart, please, if you like the show, follow it so that you know whenever I'm going to be on. And I am going to go to the first caller, area code 610. Hello, 610, how are you today? Hello? Okay, well, maybe 610 is not available. I'm going to mute them, and I'm going to go right down. That makes 678 the first caller. 678, are you there?
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Did you say you wasn't doing readings but just doing loved ones?
No. I'm answering questions or connecting with loved ones. Whatever you feel you need today.
I missed that. Okay. I was just like, okay, sorry.
That's okay, sweetie.
I have a question. I got a submittal for a consulting job on Friday. Great pay. It's tentative to start in about 2 weeks. Do you see me interviewing and getting the consulting job?
So there's two questions here, and I'm going to make sure I answer both of them. The short answer is yes. I heard yes. Okay, but they want you to keep putting your keep going because there's something better right down the pike for you. There's something better coming in there's a better opportunity that's getting lined up right now. So even though this looks like a really good opportunity, and it is a good opportunity, they want you to know that there's something else coming in. Now, they're saying within a month. That's pretty far out. It seemingly is pretty far out. Everything you do with this current position that you're discussing, look at it as a practice interview. The next one is going to be the one, I feel like. It is, there's something about the next one that's going to be a much better fit for you. I'm not saying this one won't come through. I'm saying even though this one looks really good, they're saying there's another opportunity right around the corner and you would be really, they're using the word remiss, you didn't take it. So please know that you are going to have this, when this comes about, when this interview comes about, definitely go on the interview. And but the next one is the most important, or the viable one is the word they're using. So does, I know that this might not make sense to you because you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not even having this interview yet, but there is something else coming right down the pike very soon for you, okay?
Well, what would make the second job opportunity better than the first?
Well, it could be anything from your boss, location, the people you're going to be working with. Those are really important elements. Pay is always important, and I feel like the pay will be equal, or if not more. But I do feel like sometimes we can get into a position, and I feel like the second one coming down, I hear location, but I also feel like there's an element of energy with every position that we take. Every company has its own frequency or energetic vibration, and sometimes we can have a great opportunity at a company with not so great of energy. And I'm not saying that's the case here. But I feel like that the second opportunity, for whatever reason, they're lining it up. They're letting me know they're lining it up now. They're getting it to you as quickly as they can. But it's a better fit is the term that they're using. Now, a number of things can make something a better fit. Anything from, like I said, who your boss is or how you get along with your boss, or if your boss is too staunchy, that can sometimes really make a person uncomfortable, to the location of the business. Now, a business could be in a great location. It could be close to your home, but if it has bad juju because of the location, that might be a problem too. And it could also be a coworker, somebody that you have to closely work with that is maybe, you know, I don't know, cranky or something, I don't know. But they're just saying that it's going to be a much better opportunity, and they're telling me when you hear about this opportunity, you're going to know immediately. Okay, so I understand that whether we're looking for a partner in life, a job in life, a new career opportunity, a home, we just want to find it and be done, like it's a job. Like, okay, let me just get there and get in and get done, because it can be very stressful taking those interviews. It can be very stressful. Are they going to like me or not? And it's the same with the partner thing and with the home, am I going to get it or not? With the job, am I going to get it or not? But what they're saying is, remember, this experience down here is about the journey, not the end result. It's not about, you know, basically the end result. It's about all the experiences we have getting to that great place. Whatever the reason the second one, whatever the reason they're saying the second one is the better one, please listen to them. In the past, I've had people come to me and I'd say, you're going to get three opportunities. You're going to want to take the first one, but you're going to take the third one. please take the third one. And they'll come back and they'll say, I took the first one and I'm so miserable. So what they're saying here, please listen to them. You will know about the second opportunity before you have to make the decision on the first opportunity. Okay? So please know that. And I feel like even if you try to take the first opportunity, they won't let you because you're kind of meant for this second opportunity. And I always say rejection is protection. So if you're getting rejected for something from something, know it's because they have something else lined up. And again, that's in houses, partners, and career opportunities. Rejection is definitely protection. They won't stop you from having something you're supposed to have in your life. So please know that. I know it's so difficult sometimes when we really, really want that first opportunity and we just want to get it done and over with, especially if it looks like a really good opportunity. If you have a little patience here, it will pay off in dividends is the comment that they're making, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions about that?
Actually, though, that's why I kept letting you talk, and then my intuition, after you kept talking, there's one company that I applied for this weekend that's kind of my dream company and dream job, and then when you were talking about locations, et cetera, some of them are total work from home, and or it's part work from home and part in the office. So maybe one of those opportunities are getting ready.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. When you said
no,
the company that's kind of my dream job, I got the message, that's it. So whether it's that or something, just and as I say this, I'm getting those confirming goosebumps, sweetie. So please pursue that. Don't say no to other opportunities because every interview just gives us practice and more comfort in that main interview. But I feel like if I'm getting this correctly, I feel like something you applied for this weekend is going to come through. It's going to come through strong, and you are going to love it. It is going to be so gratifying for you.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
I'll be in touch
Oh, please do. And please do. And let me tell you this. Now, just because you know this, that doesn't mean to like pass up any other opportunities. Remember, and they're saying this again, go on every interview. It just lets you know what else is out there. And, you know, sometimes we go on an interview and we hear about something we wouldn't have known about before, and then we're like, oh, I really like that, but not anything else. And then that we put that in our little basket of what we really want to strive for in a position. So make sure you're going on all the interviews for all the opportunities. But I feel like within a month, you are going to be confirmed. Now, this is very important terminology. You are going to be confirmed for the position you want. Okay? So you might not start within a month, but within a month, the company that you want will tell you yes. Okay? That's the way I'm understanding it. If it happens a little bit differently, please absolutely let me know. But I can't wait to hear back from you. Be patient during this endeavor. Sometimes a little bit of patience pays off big time. And they're saying this is a case where that little bit of patience will pay off huge for you.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in today.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you have an absolutely amazing rest of the week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, this is Messages from Above with Tony G. We are going to go straight to the next caller. The next caller is 512. Hello, 512. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much for asking. So, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Melissa, and I'm calling from Texas.
Okay, Melissa, how can I help you today?
I've been having some issues with discernment lately, and I don't know. I'm having a hard time distinguishing between ego and guidance. So I feel like, you know, I'm being guided to be patient and understanding, and to know that that my relationship, we're going through a learning phase, and that it needs to take place in order for us to have a new perfected love and be able to start over with a foundation, like a good, solid, strong foundation that we really needed. And I don't know, I just feel like I'm just struggling because I always trust my intuition. And I don't know, I'm just struggling. I don't know if I need to move on or I need to, that is the right guidance.
Okay, so first, before we get on that, as soon as I said, how can I help you, the first thing I heard was mom, 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 mom. So I'm going to ask you, because that means either there's a message from your mom or for your mom. Now, is your mom here with us in the physical form, or has she moved on?
No, she's here.
Okay. So I am getting, now I'm going to tell you, does your mom have some sort of medical thing going on right now that you know of?
No, not that I know of.
So what I want to tell you then, and I'm going to say this as lightly as possible, because I don't want to freak you out and make you afraid and possibly get, you know, it might not be as big as, we always make things so much bigger in our mind than they really turn out to be. So I'm getting with your mom, there might be a medical complication coming in. Now again, they don't have time frames like we do. So whether this is in a week or a month, just be aware that there might be something going on with her and that she might need some medical, she might need to, I see her seeing a couple of doctors and but I also see a hospital. Now they do all the tests in the hospitals now. So to say she might be in the hospital, well, she might just be in the hospital getting some tests done. Now, I'm not comfortable stating, oh, this is going to be a heart issue, but I do feel like that might have a component to it. She will survive this. Everything right now says she is absolutely going to survive this. Everything says she is absolutely going to be okay, but they want you to be aware of it and push her on her, how are you feeling? Have you been tired? Have you been, what's your energy like? Kind of push her on that to help her be aware of where she is, because sometimes when we get sick slowly. We don't really realize the changes that have happened, okay? So they want you to just be aware of this, and if you can have those conversations with her, definitely have them. But I'll just know it's coming in. She should be okay. All things going the way they look right now, she should be okay. But I just keep hearing medical complication. So be aware of that with her. Now, back to the relationship. And by the way, they were not going to let me look at your relationship until I gave you that message. The whole time you were talking, I was trying to listen to you. And they were like, don't worry about that. Just talk about this. So I'm going to, I'm just going to ask your partner's first name only.
Chris.
Chris, okay. Okay, as it pertains to the relationship only, okay? mm-hmm. as it pertains to the relationship only, Chris has been somewhat persnickety, kind of like with an attitude like, I don't want to overstate this, but I have nothing left to lose, or kind of like that attitude of, it's okay if it ends, it's okay if it continues. This thought process of Chris's is going to end, I want to say, within a week, okay? You should notice mm-hmm. a whole new attitude on your partner within a week. Now, what I'm going to start doing is, there have been a lot of complications in this relationship. Some of them in the beginning, they're saying some of these complications have been from the get-go. There are things that you thought would change, and they really haven't changed. You've just become used to them. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to test a statement here, and I'm going to start clearing some stuff with just the relationship itself. Communication between the two of you can be really good, but a lot of times there are misunderstandings, and they need to be, I want to say, worked through. But to a woman, working through communication problems means talking more, which is not what is needed in this case. What's needed in this particular case is understanding more on both parties. I'm going to say, I feel like I'm going to state this very cautiously to you, okay? I feel like you two will stay in a loving, committed relationship, given the fact that you understand each other better. Now, I feel like this relationship is going to go on for a minimum of 6 months no matter what. During this 6 months, if you take the time to understand, if you and your partner take the time to understand why you do the things you do, it will go on much, much longer than that. Okay? The key to this relationship is not communication. And everybody thinks communication is the key. It's understanding. Mm-hmm. And not taking blame or giving blame, just going, okay, I get that. Now that I get that, let's see what we can do with it. Only takes us so far if we don't understand what, why, so on and so forth of what they're saying. So just understand and make sure your partner is understanding you better and move forward from that point. I feel like you are going to have one more upset in this relationship, and it's going to, I don't want to overstate this or make it sound so bad, but it's going to rock your foundation a little bit. You're going to think, this is it, it's over, oh my goodness, but it's not. Okay, so just breathe through it. Allow yourself to have that time to understand what's going on. You're going to jump to some conclusions. Don't we all? But you are definitely, as soon, it's almost like you hear something through the grapevine, or you hear something and you assume the worst right away, or you jump to a conclusion. It's not even close. It's not even close. So just sit back, meditate on it, and breathe through it. Okay? Trust is something that is wavering right now, for whatever reason, and it's not important, but you cannot have a good, healthy relationship without trust, love, understanding, and compassion. Having said that, it's imperative for you to know that needs to go both ways. That's not one-sided. It doesn't matter how much trust, love, compassion, and understanding you have if the other person is coming from a place of it needs to be my way, it needs to be this. It just cannot happen like that. You both need to have that.
Right.
I am going to say your partner, is really going to start authentically trying, it might be as soon as tomorrow, but sometime this week, okay? You should notice a difference in their attempts sometime this week. Now, remember, I'm clearing the problems from the relationship right now, so we're going to see what happens with that. You should feel lighter. You should have a clearer mind. Sometimes we can't get a clear picture of what's going on because we're thinking so much about it. So
Right. Remove
yourself from the situation. Look at it like you're looking at a friend's situation, and you're going to have a much better, clearer perspective of what's really going on, and more importantly, what needs to be done to help heal some of the things that have happened in this situation. Don't be so obsessed with the end result of getting the relationship where you personally want the relationship, like it needs to be at this point so we can just be okay. Remember, everything is the journey. So look at it as one day at a time, building a better foundation. And from there,
right. You're
going to be able to have that really rock-solid situation that you want. Your partner is kind of putting you through the ringer right now. They feel like they hold all the cards. They feel like they can really play those cards very well. That's going to be falling to the wayside probably by tomorrow, hopefully, if not by Wednesday for sure. And you are going to see a difference in the way that they are behaving. It's like you've been putting in all the effort and they're kind of like doing this. Well, if you do this, if you behave this way, they're kind of holding you responsible. Like if you can do A, B, and C, then it'll work out. Otherwise, no. I feel like by tomorrow or Wednesday, a lot of that should have cleared and they're going to honestly put in a really honest effort. Back off with some of your effort. Listen, in any job in life, any work that we're doing, if we do all the work, our coworkers will sit back and say, go ahead, do my work. I don't care. It needs to be 50-50 in this situation especially. If you back off a little bit, they're not going to bolt. They're going to show up a little bit more. Okay? So have faith, and look at everything as, how can I understand this better? And remember, everything we see is kind of a mirror of what needs to be healed in us also. There's a lot of insecurities going on here. So I'm just going to, like, let's start clearing some of those insecurities. You have some insecurity and fear about everything falling apart again. So let's just clear all of that out now. And this is all coming out of the chest area. Ooh, that kind of even just takes my breath away and blurs out my eyes a little bit. Do you feel that, sweetie?
Yes.
Yeah. And it even blurs my eyes a little bit with the help of you're not seeing the situation clearly. And this is all heart and chest stuff, because it's coming out of that area. Like it's knocking the wind out of me. So what I'm going to say, this is going to continue to clear throughout until it's done, which should be sometime this afternoon. I want you to just drink a lot of water, relax, and just don't think about it too much. Just allow it. Just allow it to bring you the messages and let you see what you need to see. Okay, sweetie?
Okay.
I know that was really long-winded. I want to thank you so much for calling in today. I'm really grateful for that. And I hope that you have an amazing rest of the day. And please keep me posted as to what happens, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you very much. Everything you said resonated perfectly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that confirmation. Thank you so much. That's a beautiful thing to hear, because sometimes I'm, you know, like any other human, I'm saying things, I'm like, gosh, I hope this is right on. And when somebody says, yes, it is, it helps me to feel a little bit better about the messages that are coming through. Not that I ever doubt them, but, you know, it's nice to get confirmation. I'm going to keep you on the phone while I say goodbye to everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. It was such an honor to be here with you. Thank you, and have an amazing rest of the week.